It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. All this week, WNYC is looking at ways we as a country can create economic opportunity for more Americans. It's part of a national conversation with NPR and other member stations for the series A Nation Engaged. Joining me this morning is Abigail Carlton. She's a managing director at the Rockefeller Foundation, where she leads an initiative that aims to find jobs for young people with limited education and work experience. It's called U.S. Youth Employment Initiative. Abigail, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the problem that you've identified that needs addressing here with jobs for young people?
Over the last couple of years, we've seen the overall unemployment rate has gone down pretty significantly since the height after the recession. And that's encouraging news. But if we start to dig underneath that a bit more, we see that there are pockets of people in this country for whom it is still really difficult to connect to jobs. And young people are one of those groups. Right.
Is part of the issue the way employers now approach hiring? Is it like there's no full-time jobs anymore? There's a lot of freelance jobs out there?
Well, I mean, you know, youth unemployment is not a new issue. But what we've seen most often is that solutions tend to be around education and training to get young people ready for jobs. But what we've seen much less and feels like a really important part of the solution is to look inside companies themselves and think about how do employers need to evolve their own hiring practices, their own HR practices, so that they're building their talent pipelines.
And your program, the U.S. Youth Employment Initiative, what are you trying to do about this? What are some of the programs that you're trying to implement?
We're never going to tackle this issue at scale if we can't show employers ways that they can hire more young people in ways that make business sense for them. So we're trying to start to collect some of those examples of employers out there who are implementing new forms of assessments that help them figure out who's a really good fit for a job that might push back against some of the biases that have kept young people out of jobs, who are thinking differently about how you retain and promote workers. So just trying to lift up some of those examples of what's working, and then through our grant making and our work, to see more of that so that we have a longer menu when employers are trying to get at some of those challenges that they can look to.
So what are some of the examples that businesses, what are they looking at or how are they addressing this?
Sure. So, I mean, one of the things that's been really encouraging looking out over the last year is that more and more employers are talking about youth employment as a business issue, as a business imperative. And one of the places that we've seen that most prominently is in this 100,000 Opportunities Coalition. And Rockefeller has had the opportunity to be a key funder in that. We've now seen 50 employers since this effort launched a year ago raise their hands and say, we care about this issue and we want to think about our own hiring practices and what we can do to expand opportunities for young people because it's important to our businesses.
So specifically, or give me an example of what a company needs to do to ensure success for not only the company, but for the employee as well.
Sure. So let's talk about job requirements. I was looking the other day at a job posting for a position, an entry-level position in a call center. And the job calls for 6 months of recent call center experience and some college. So you can imagine already right there, a lot of young people who might be a really good fit for that job are getting screened out.
Okay.
And then if you look on the flip side of that for employers, it's most often the case that those requirements aren't rooted in data about who performs best on the job. But the good thing is that we're starting to see a lot of innovation in this space, especially around the rise of predictive analytics, tools that allow us to tell a much more sophisticated story about who's going to be successful in a job. And so we're starting to see employers who are testing these new tools, these new competency-based approaches in ways that are expanding the number of jobs that young people might be qualified for, and also making better matches for employers.
And for the employee, how important is that first entry-level job? I mean, I guess it's not only a job, they want to make it a career.
Absolutely critical. The data on this is really clear. Two-thirds of your lifetime wage growth happens in the first 10 years of your career. So you can imagine if you don't get that early foothold, that can really stick with you over the lifetime of your career.
Abigail Carlton is Managing Director of the Rockefeller Foundation. Abigail, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
What ideas do you have about how to create economic growth and jobs in New York City? Send us a tweet. Keep the conversation going. We're at WNYC, or you can call and leave a message. The number is 8558-MYWNYC. Be sure to leave your full name, and we may use your comments on the air.